All right, I pushed a different button.
Incredible. There's so many buttons to press.
I'm gonna quit this. Like, I'm gonna quit Destiny.
Damn.
Welcome to the Destiny 2 Bungie shitstorm.
Hello, Internet. My name is Dustin Morbido. This is the Cubicorn Games podcast. We are recording this while doing a different thing. Lorraine is live streaming Destiny 2.
It's true.
She's just going to kind of be doing it. She's just kind of doing like...
Doing strikes,
the
baby.
The video game equivalent of manual labor.
Yep. Well, no, that would be actually doing the public events right
public
now.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm doing...
No one's doing.
I'm doing paperwork right now, Dustin. I'm not doing manual labor.
What's IO at today?
I don't have a quest in this character.
It's either 2 or 3%.
Nice. Nice.
Earth is over 50%.
Okay. So, wow, they doubled since yesterday.
They are.
Yep.
The people who are doing it are tackling it systematically for
that's
whatever
fine.
Reason.
I hope so.
I don't care.
I don't know.
Or it's just an accident.
It would be great if EDZ just got to 100% and the other two just
never went out.
They fucking are.
Not doing that garbage.
Anyway, joining us on the internet, Wade McGrath is here.
Yeah, sure.
Technically speaking.
Kyle McGrath is here.
Positively.
Wow.
And Philip McGrath is here.
I debate the truth of that. You're right. I'm not very positive
as here, about it. As here as anyone is in the year of our Lord 2020, where human touch has been verboten.
Not if we all go to Texas.
Human what? We don't have to go that far. We can just go to Wisconsin.
Uh-huh, right, exactly. I'm,
what's a human?
I had such a weird... So I went to get groceries the other day.
High as a freaking kite.
Relatively early in the morning. Not right when they opened, like I had been going, but maybe like 2 hours later than that.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody was being good citizens for the most part, wearing masks and keeping their distance or whatever. And I had one little kind of stumble where a guy like bumped into me in like the I don't remember which aisle it was. He was just like trying to get fucking canned tomatoes or something off the shelf, and like we kind of clipped each other. He was like, "Oh, I'm sorry," and I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, my bad." But like the sensation of being physically touched by a by a stranger, by another human.
Did you get a number?
Right, exactly. I was like I swear for like just a second.
We live
like,
together now.
The whole world slowed down. It was just like, turn around. It felt like I had a feel in the store from like just barely grazing another person.
Dustin, that's
very
like
strange.
The same sensation I had when we went to my parents' house for my sister's birthday last Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Like, I didn't like... We weren't really near anyone. We had a very wide circle in front of their house, but just being around so many other people felt wrong.
They're coming for us any minute now.
Yep.
So yeah, it's the world's weird now. That's all.
You know, called off to Gretchen Whitmer's gulag.
I hear they're nice.
They'll call her Gulag Whitmer.
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 Oh man. But anyway, the world's still a mess.
Everyone listening, I am joking. I support Gretchen Whitmer and you fucking should too.
Oh no, yeah. Send me to the gulags. I wanna go. I won't go outside ever again.
Don't worry, no one's gonna listen to this.
No.
That's true.
People watch our content.
But anyway, yeah, it's stay inside. Like probably stay inside regardless whenever you can, but especially so if you're bound to by the governing body that encompasses where you live.
If I go to Walmart, like Brian just said, it's about a third of the people aren't wearing masks. But
but that's Walmart.
They're more stringent about just saying you can't even get in.
Yeah, I want to say there was like maybe 5% or less non-compliance in the Meijer when I was just in that particular trip. Like I want to say 2 people out of like, I don't know, 50 maybe that I saw in the store were...
I'm a little surprised that Meijer is that much higher on the class meter than Walmart there.
Sure, it's largely based on where you live.
Yeah.
And time of day, if you go early-ish, like I would assume if you go before noon, you're probably going to find people who are trying to make less contact with people in general, and like... If you're bothering to try to do that, you're probably a little more likely to bother to try to take other forms of positive... damage control and shit. But if you go at like right when they close or even right after work or whatever, just like in times where more people on average will just be there, you'll get more goons.
I live for the goons. I will die from the goons. Oh god, this guy
goons gotta get groceries too.
Goons gotta
eat,
allegedly.
Yeah.
Snuckles won't drag themselves without food.
He's anyway. For a little while.
I did see one guy who was like, I was both upset with him, but happy that he split the difference, because he was actively wearing a MAGA hat, but he also had a mask on, so...
They do exist.
I was like, all right, yeah. I'll take it, I guess. It's
better than wearing neither, I suppose.
Yeah, agreed.
Not by a lot.
But yeah, so there's... So that's the state of things. It's like, keeping people alive is a... radical progressive acts, I guess, according to
everyone.
People who are stupid.
Mm-hmm. And people are stupid.
Yes.
Get over with.
As a people, I can contest to that, but I'm stupid in like a charming way.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to make your, you know, if you want to let people know you're stupid, but not that stupid, wear your hat and your mask. Just like, I'm this dumb.
You must be this dumb to be in the store.
Man, they would kick that guy out of the rally if he did that.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's just, I missed that.
It's really something. Bad. Right, exactly. That's what I wish. Like, yeah, just like, look, am I going to be stoked that you're wearing a Confederate flag over your face to keep the germs in? Not really, but more so than the alternative, I guess. Like, if I have to choose... Anyway, Destiny's pretty good. Pretty good. Although that said, I actually probably have the most positive opinions, I'm guessing, of the stuff they announced today.
I don't know anything about it, so I have no opinions presently.
I think that they're generally favorable to all of us, because we have a background in
a dated
design
weapon
and balancing things.
Yeah,
like that. So, I'll say this much as a primer. The thread that Bungie posted for the TWAB is at 3,000 comments and a solid 0 upvotes.
Ooh.
How does that compare to like your average?
Average
TWABs
are upvoted. Like, right, the mediocre ones are like 100 to 300, and the good ones are like in the thousands. But this is like an actively everyone hates it kind of thing.
Man.
Everyone dislikes
that.
Just
means more people bothered to downvote it and then upvote it.
That is true.
And the other thing there, which I think is, I do think is a mistake on their part that maybe they couldn't get around, just because I would guess that structurally the shit is in the update, then there's no reasonable way to, like, roll it back or roll it out more slowly at this point. So, like, because, like, here's the thing, before we even get into, like, what they are planning to change over, like, the months and years to come, I don't think this was... If they had a choice, which I kind of suspect they didn't, just based on circumstance, it's probably not the best time to get back into a thing that, like, an at least somewhat considerable vocal number of people had a negative reaction to, considering that the other stuff that's bad about the game is still, you know, actively bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So the timing on, like, elaborating on this and starting to roll it out to people is not good for that reason. So, like, people are going to be even more mad about it right now than they would otherwise, just because... people are already riled up.
This season kind of sucks, and this public event thing kind of sucks.
Right, and the Guardian Games was underwhelming, and nothing that's happened in the last, like, 2 months, it's been, like, somewhere on the scale of negative.
and they haven't really projected any sort of strong future for Destiny right now.
Right, exactly. So that's why, in an ideal world, I'd think, like, either with, like... in the context of a new season trailer that will hopefully theoretically show something fun to do, or even better yet, like in the context of the fall update, like here's what's going to be like a bigger thing coming to the game, and also this is going to be a part of that. Like if they could have elaborated on this with the same timing that they did with like the Armor 2.0 stuff, basically last year or whatever. I think
I'll be honest. From the sound of it, I would bet money that the only like the thing that they have to offset this bad in the way that they had Armor 2.0 at the beginning of year 3 I suspect is just transmog, which is not enough.
Yeah,
it's just like if they could have I feel like the things would have been like way more. Well, I guess we'll still find out how the fallout is like, but I feel like people would have been way more receptive in general if things weren't in such a shitty space, and this could have come hand in hand with, like, actual new content. Like, here's a new thing you can do. Here's, like, some new shit that's going to come out in the next, like, couple months that you'll be able to play soonish or whatever.
The compliment sandwich game design.
Yeah, right. But, you know, I suspect that their timelines are weirder than ever now because everybody's working from home and shit. They're going to launch that new season in early June, come hell or high water. Like, they're going to put out something. I don't know what it's going to be. They had this in the package that's going to deploy then. Like, they had the code in there that's going to show that, the max power level of stuff. And it certainly would have been worse than this if that had just, like, if they had not brought it up and then that season launched and that stuff's in there and people are like, yeah. Oh, shit. Well,
right. So, like, smart to mention it.
Yeah,
right.
So they're, like, right in the middle of, like, there's certainly better ways that they could have rolled this out timing-wise. But, like, ignoring it and then just having it appear in the video game unexplained would have been certainly worse than, like, just announcing it today in, like, a blog post, so...
And the weird thing that they're working with right now is that there's a very real possibility that the next season, and especially the season after that, has a shit ton of spoilers, and they can't actually yes. tell us about those seasons uh-huh. right now without completely breaking the build-up that they've had about the darkness.
Right. So that's, like, you know, that's all part of it. And then, yeah, they're ultimately, basically, they announced details of the changes that they announced they were going to make a couple months ago, where they're basically going to soft sunset weapons and armor. Well, so previously it was just weapons, right? They hadn't hinted that armor would necessarily be part of this.
Oh, weird. Yeah, I didn't know about the armor thing.
Here's a, I think, my favorite comment, the best comment in the entire thread is just a bulleted TLDR that we can run through.
Sure.
It was just, weapons will sunset 1 year after their respective launch season, at which point they can no longer be infused to a higher level. No weapons will hit that cap with season 11. So next season, every weapon is still fair game. Mm-hmm. But season 12 and after, we're going to have shit that either can't be used or, more realistically, won't be able to be top tier in Trials, Iron Banner, or current raid content.
Right. Any light level content. Yeah.
Right, any light level content. Last Wish and Garden weapons specifically have their own unique time period before sunsetting that is unexplained right now.
Really weird and maybe pointless.
Right.
Okay.
It's very silly.
Raid weapons. Did they say raid armor also or just
they
raid
did
armor?
Not.
Okay.
Last Wish I don't get, but Garden I do get because we just got it, and Garden was also the last raid, so like it would be kind of shitty for next season for them to say, all right, this was the last raid that you did, all worthless.
Also,
it's too minor of a thing to really get into the weeds about why that is. I
could
care.
See both of them.
Right, most of the raid weapons aren't that interesting.
Both of those weapons can take all of the mods from all the raids. Scourge is after Last Wish. Sad Hat is before Garden. So you can use all of the raid mods on both of those sets of armor. That's the only reason I could see them saying. Being the two that they stick out.
They won't keep those light level relevant for that reason. Half the reason they're rotating armor is to get rid of
They don't want armaments. Armaments need to go away.
No.
Stuff. Powerful friends.
Yeah, right.
Any of that stuff that... Because that's from both angles, right? Like, you do want room to be able to design more unique shit, and at the same time, you can't be, withholding to that stuff forever, and then 2 years from now, there's 200 things that go in the armor mod slot for whatever's contemporary or whatever, which just,
right. Although,
what are going to be like that?
In the case of Powerful Friends, we have another year to deal with it, because the current season Iron Banner armor is totally... accepting of that mod, so one more year of 20 extra mobility on every fucking piece of armor that you want aside from boots.
Only this season's armor, so if you want to keep the gravy train rolling, you need to have armor entirely for this season.
Right.
This is weird.
Iron Banner.
Yeah, it's the only trial.
The whole thing is weird.
It's all
Exotics will not be sunset at all, so
Justin,
exotics
turn
will
off
always
your
last
PC
forever. And
music or
as has been pointed out, the Ascendant Shard economy, while it is going to get kind of fucked, fortunately your three shards spent on masterworking an exotic piece of armor is not going to be completely
good
ruined. That's it for sunsetting, largely. Then they're going to have additional seasonal engrams that will drop from basically every fucking activity you can think of, and they will replace 2/3 of the current chance to get a random legendary engram, which you get for, you know, doing any number of things.
Right.
Hopefully we'll start seeing a little less just bad crucible armor, and we'll see more of these seasonal engrams. The seasonal engrams will just have seasonal gear, seasonal armor, seasonal weapons, and if you use some unspecified future currency, you will be able to influence the contents of those engrams.
Okay.
And it is kind of unclear how good or bad that system is going to be.
Yeah,
sounds good. We'll know a lot about it. It's a smart system on paper. We'll see if like it's executed well.
Right. Phil and I were discussing this earlier, and there's a distinct possibility where you could just the way that you influence it is you can select, all right, I want to have it drop, you know, SMGs or shotguns, and that is one discrete option. It's not a discrete option for shotguns and also a discrete option for SMGs. It's one that has both of those, and you can't choose a specific one within that.
Uh-huh.
And then you just, oops, I rolled the SMG 3 times in a row. Get fucked, me.
But still better than the current system of getting garbage all the time, nonstop.
I mean, you're not wrong. Well, so from the way that they worded it, it sounds like this is going to replace the bounty system for discrete weapons right now, which is better than what this seasonal engram thing will be, because I vastly preferred being able to just say, you know, I want to really grind out my bygones from last season, so I'm just going to get the bygones fucking bounty 5 times and do that for 2 hours, and eventually I'm going to get the bygones I want because I know that that's the thing that I'm getting every time.
You're not going to do that ever again.
Well,
yeah, that's what they just said.
Right, exactly.
That's part of the point of this fab was we're never going to do that again.
They sort of did that this season.
I mean, they've got...
You roll a weapon, but you couldn't roll an infinite amount of them.
You kind of can.
Well, that's more a question
of... Functionally infinite amount. It just takes longer.
Yeah, it takes longer.
That's more a question of the economics of the thing than the, like, than anything else, because it's not... That's not, like, mechanically... You know, it's just the fact that they were so generous with that fractaline currency that functionally you could roll an infinite number of anything.
And to me, the comparison should be made to Menagerie. Like, the bounties were a more boring way of doing the Menagerie weapon grinds, which the Menagerie grinds, everyone loved them, and they were completely discrete or randomized based on what you wanted to spend or what you could spend.
Mm-hmm.
Or how much you played the game and unlocked.
Right. If they replace that entirely with a system that's like kind of a half-assed version of that, I'm not sure anyone's going to walk away happy.
That's what they wanted, the half-assed version, so that you don't always get the god roll you want quickly. You have to work for it by, you know, spinning the wheel however many times it takes.
I don't have enough information to know whether or not it's going to be a good or a bad system yet.
I think it could be
a good system based on the fact that it improves on the no system.
What's
we have
up, Dustin?
Now.
Not that I think stream audio is being weird.
But it's not a no system. I just described the systems that it is replacing in a worse way. Like, Menagerie is still a system that we have.
If you want 7th Seraph sidearms, you can still go get 20 of them in one day, and that is not going to be the case in the future.
Right.
It's being replaced. Explicitly.
And since the Menagerie...
The garbage engrams of the current reality, not so much the...
It's replacing both of them.
It's replacing both of them. They explicitly said they want to get rid of.
We're not doing weapon bounties anymore, and your legendary engrams are going to be these things instead. And I think one of those things is like almost purely a good thing, but the other we'll
right. The other is a toss up.
I mean, we play so much that I have no doubt that over a period of time we'll get all the things we could ever want.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing where I think. I suspect, like, the goal there, the fingers-crossed version of that, is that, like, your hope would be it'll affect hardcore players mostly neutrally and less hardcore people positively, which I think it'll affect, like, more casual players positively no matter what, just because people will get some of that gear instead of none of it, basically. Like, if I would assume people like, you know, Doug and Ashley, who log in once or twice a week and play for a little bit, like, they're never even going to see the shit from this season, because why would they?
They had one.
But with these changes, they'll kind of counter some of that gear just by logging in and doing a little bit of whatever they end up doing when they get online for an hour or two. And, you know, maybe they'll find, like, some random gun that they really like or whatever, or some piece of armor that they think is really cool, which is, like, which they'll never be exposed to otherwise. So in that sense, it's probably good. That part will probably be a slight upgrade for those kinds of players no matter what. And then, like you guys are saying, as far as targeted farming of a thing, it'll almost certainly be a little harder, even in the best case, but, like, it really remains to be seen. We'll just have to find out what the deal is with that stuff.
Depends on how much it costs and how much you can focus a thing.
Right. Like, at minimum, like, there's so many layers to that, especially the economic side. Like, at minimum, you'd hope that, like, whatever the, you know, and I assume these will all be, you know, more shit that goes in your inventory that is, like, you turn it on and it says, you know, until you get a drop, increases your chance of dropping X for...
New Rainmakers hot dog.
Right, exactly. It'll be like that kind of thing.
That's the really awful worst thing about it is my preference would be for them to literally not design a new thing and for them to just do Menagerie again.
New Menagerie.
It was so good the first time, and it was exactly what I wanted.
I think most of the community at least wants to see Menagerie updated such that you can get new stuff from it, because everyone would do that.
If they're sunsetting all of the fucking weapons from Menagerie will not only be completely worthless, but also it'll be a big chunk of space that is wasted in a game where Bungie's already said that there's a finite amount of space and they've kind of already hit the cap.
Yeah, this game is bloated as it is.
Well, and that's the point where, like, I would assume that when that stuff is truly rotated out of the pool, that's the point where they either think they do update this activity or it becomes like part of the stuff on the chopping block.
God damn it!
I really don't see them doing either of those things. I think they'll leave it exactly the way it is.
We'll see. Who can say? But even if they got rid of it, like, personally, I don't think I'd be super bothered by that. Like, if they're never going to update it, I would also totally be fine with them changing it.
They're never going to update it, but also they should just fucking update it. That is such an easy win.
Not for their pocketbook.
Well, that, you know, that's another, like, I don't even know if that's necessarily true. I think that's one of those things where that comes down to, it's part of that conversation, and probably more of it is just, like, the people who, like, many of the people on the front lines who make the game, you know, they want to make new shit. Like, they don't want to keep just, like, slotting in, stuff into content that's, like, you know, coming up on, at some point it'll be 3-4 years old or whatever, and... I assume that those kind of folks are, you know, butting heads with certain people in management anyway when it comes to just, like, how big of scope they can tackle with any given update or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if they, like, totally acquiesce and say, all right, we'll just take all the, you know, the modes we have right now and just slot a little new gear into the stuff that we made 3 years ago and call it a day, like, that can't be that fulfilling to design.
The only way I can see that ever happening is if they take a, you know, an off season or, you know, community health season where they just kind of revamp old things but still charge you the $10 entry fee for the season to give them an excuse to actually go back and revitalize all those things and get people interested in them again.
It's like 50% of what Rise of Iron was, because they modernized all the raids.
I could see them doing that at some point, having revamped raids and activities, but it's not going to just happen as a free update. One day, like, oh yeah, we're doing this thing.
I mean, I would rather that than the Seraph bunkers and the public events.
I think they're done with that model. So.
Yeah.
They made that kind of clear before.
We'll get it again next season, but
probably.
That's weird.
Starting with the fall expansion, and then everything's gonna change.
Hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. But anyway, let's go all the way back and, like, kind of wind back around to.
Yeah.
Just people's feelings and thoughts on this, because
I've never had a feeling before in my life.
Like, intensely strong sympathy for the things that they're trying to accomplish with sunsetting weapons in general. Like, that's how I feel about it. Like, I was always, when Metacross existed, or when we presumed that it would exist for more than the amount of time that it did, the thing that I always wanted to talk to Richie about in terms of building that thing was that, you can't just do the thing that has
you
happened
can't
to
slide on forever.
Right, that has happened to all those score games where they've never tried to do, like, blocks or rotation or anything. Like, they just tried to keep adding cards on top of cards in perpetuity. And eventually they all became, like, somewhere on the spectrum of either unplayable or at the very least, like,
worthless.
Not remotely the thing that they were when they started. Like, it was just...
Thank God that never happened.
The game was
right,
dead,
there
too.
There you go. That's looking on the bright side. But that's always been, like, of the things that I dislike about Magic the Gathering, basically that, like, the core engine I just am not in love with, like that part of that game I don't really care for that much. But the block system and, like, just taking cards out and making more deliberate, more discreet sandboxes that exist for, you know, 6-12 months, like, something like that, and even reintroducing cards and stuff, like, oh, now it's 2022 right. And Birds of Paradise is back. That's fun. Like, that stuff I don't have any problem with whatsoever, personally. Like, it doesn't bother me even a little bit. Because it is very useful in terms of solving a problem that is otherwise you're just going to be on this endless treadmill of powering things up and then slowly powering them back down, and then just, like, you just keep repeating that cycle.
You can't live life like a shonen manga.
It basically becomes more about
you just
balancing
can't.
The spreadsheet numbers at that point, and less about balancing a feel, like a holistic sensation over the course of, like, a 12-month experience in my mind. And I apparently almost everyone who's active on Reddit totally disagrees with me, but
they're all not game designers.
Right. I get where they're coming from for a lot of reasons, too. Just, on the one hand, this isn't Magic the Gathering. It's a feel-good looter shooter, so balance isn't the most important thing in the world.
Looter shooter.
But also PvP.
Right,
also,
that's the other part of it.
But...
Oh, and the other part of it is that, like, I think people are, like, missing the forest for the trees a little bit. And
a
that,
little?
You know, people... these days in particular, people are always going back to, like, man, Forsaken was so good, it was so awesome, and that's true that it was, and the content in Forsaken was really good, but a little bit of what made it good, like, a bit of that high from that expansion being so well received, I think, was just that they did get to hit the reset button on a lot of the loot, and it, like, the dopamine hit was stronger than it had been in a while, because every new drop was a little bit exciting.
Definitely.
And so that's going to be, by default, you're going to get that, you know, at minimum every 12 months or whatever, with the way that they're going to roll this out, assuming they stick with it, which I sincerely hope that they do, personally.
The way that they said they're doing it is it's going to rotate season by season, which, on the one hand, means you'll have a lot of, basically, meta refreshes every 3-4 months, which is neat. But on the other hand, it's incredibly confusing to just have to section off each block of gear, like, you have to look at, what are we, 12 seasons of gear, and, you know, the first 8 will just get wiped out, but every season's going to have a different expiration date on it, and going through all your gear, it's like, all right, how long do I need to keep this? What am I going to do with this? It's going to be very confusing just to look at stuff. Is this expired? Is this about to expire?
Check the dates! Check the
smell
dates!
It. Right. That's right. The shotgun smell weird to you?
Is this story
might get
on
even weirder
hood with mold?
Saying, like, all right, I've got most of my gear at max level. I can afford to have one or two pieces that are from old seasons and still hit whatever the level cap is for this content. And then you have to look through and figure out when each of your previous pieces expired so that you can know whether or not it's so long ago that you still can't use it, or it was sort of recent that it expired, so I can use one or two pieces of it.
That goes doubly so because the old stuff will still have armament mods, which is the thing they're trying to get rid of.
So it'll be kind of weird. But I think we're all in agreement that some form of rotation is definitely good.
I wish they would have gone for, like, just a year block, like a block format, basically, or, you know, you take out 4 seasons at a time.
Yeah, I would have been totally fine with that, too.
I was thinking 6 months myself.
2 seasons worth.
But it... So someone raised an interesting point about this. The fact that there's sunsetting armor too really raises a question about exactly how Gambit Prime is going to work, because of that armor is going to be sunset and it never came back. There's no updated version of the Reckoner Gambit Prime armor.
Darn.
My immediate reaction was, they don't care and neither do I.
So that's, unironically, that's pretty much what my perspective is. I was already on the camp that they were probably going to scrap one of the two modes,
right,
or maybe both of them, and then introduce a third mode that has the elements that they ended up deciding that they liked. But now I would bet money that that is the case, because there's no way that they keep Prime after this.
I bet that that gets resolved by the fall expansion, honestly.
Right, yeah, and there's no way that they keep Prime.
Yeah,
Prime isn't dead.
They pretty much said as much.
If there was a new source of Prime gear, which there will be new sources, well, not new sources, but new sets of Crucible and Iron Banner.
Right,
and
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They said that about the vendor stuff or whatever, that that stuff will refresh every 12 months. Like, basically, the big content drop will see the old set of shit that Shax gives you rotate out, and then you'll have a new set of shit that Shax will give you or whatever.
It's going to have to give is, I don't think they're going to be able to slot that new gear into Reckoning again.
Exactly. No, not Reckoning.
Gear, you'll need to get the gear somewhere else.
No reason not to at this point.
Not to what?
Have Gambit Prime gear drop in Gambit.
Right,
yeah.
whatever the equivalent is, whether it's armor mods or a new set of armor that works similarly or whatever the thing would be.
I bet that they scrap Gambit.
And again, that's entirely on the table. I bet they don't scrap the concept of Gambit armor, but
they have done absolutely nothing to try and balance it, which means that it's not even on their radar for, like, fiddling around with it to get the numbers right.
Sure.
They might have them coming all at once. They have new sets of armor, and the armor will have a balance run on it.
Yeah, and the other thing there is, like, I can easily see when you're putting this stuff all in, like, a whiteboard, like, when you're trying to make a chart of, like, what needs to get done in the next 6 months, and
they
like
just
you
forget.
Have, well, and you have one when you have one quadrant that's Gambit. And
Gambit?
You,
question mark.
And you know you have like little bubbles that are like feedback from community, and it's like, oh, some people like regular Gambit, and some people like Prime, and I would guess like it's not totally overwhelming one way or another. It's probably like 60-40, 70-30 ish at the most. I would assume that's just pulling numbers completely out of my butt.
Gross. Put them
and
back.
So they probably have one pitch that's like, all right, here are people within the studio who like Gambit a lot and who would like to evolve the Gambit
awkward.
Prime concept, and that'll take X number of hours, and then they have another pitch, which is just like, make it more like regular Gambit, just, you know, dumb it down a ton and like, get rid of all the superfluous crap, and whichever one of those the schedule allows for, like, that would be one of the first things you could say, like, all right, well, if we're gonna have to cut something from this expansion,
uh-huh.
that's not, like, you know, a core part of the narrative or, like, a big part of PvP or whatever, this is the thing that, like, if you guys can manage to carve out the time and we can get this to work, and you can have, like, an evolved version of what the Prime version of Gambit was, that's fine, and if you can't, then we'll do this other one that is much simpler and much less time-intensive, and then just kind of call it all a day for, you know, probably the next 12 months from that point or whatever.
Yeah.
That's definitely, I think, why we haven't seen any Gambit updates, like, at all. Season of the Drifter was really poorly received.
Right.
And Gambit has never been really a popular game mode other than the season it launched, sort of for its novelty, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The putting any design resources into it just doesn't make sense. And that's also why I think the only time we may see an update for it, or the most likely time certainly, is the yearly expansion, like
the big one.
No, yeah, they'll commit more resources to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is all, again, like total conjecture and speculation or whatever, but in my mind I would think, like, I strongly suspect there are people at Bungie who care a lot about the Gambit game mode, but it is also one of the first easiest things that you could just like cut dev time for and just put on the back burner, like.
Right.
It is certainly the thing of, like, the core things you can do in Destiny. It's the thing people will miss the least if it is, you know, less than stellar or gets updated less frequently.
What if they had kept up on Gambit?
What if
they
cared?
New maps, new modes.
Well, sure, and then that's a self-fulfilling prophecy too, right? Yeah, because if they had, like, if it had changed every season... Like, in at least the same way that Crucible changes, where they did a little bit of rebalancing every 3 months or whatever, then I'm sure it would be more popular now just because of that, for certain.
Right. They did that a little bit, a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
but they just sort of stopped.
One of the funny things about how Gambit interacts with the whole armor rotation is you'll still be able to wear stuff with armament mods, so it's not going to solve that problem that Gambit has with people having infinite ammo because of taking armaments or whichever other armaments.
Although the invader stuff is power level dependent, so that'll be like,
yep.
That'll be your trade-off. Like, if you want to invade and have armament mods, you'll be much weaker than average at some point, and then
you'll play on PC and just hot swap.
I guess that's true. Fair enough.
Even on console, having one piece of armor
it's not a big deal.
That's 100 light levels less is like the average that you'll see is 10 light level reduction, which is not enough. And that's if, you know, the light level cap goes up by 100, which who knows?
Mm-hmm. Hope not. I get why they didn't do this, but I would have liked to have seen them just take all the old gear and wipe it out.
Yeah, and I would have been fine with that too, personally. It wouldn't necessarily have bugged me.
Have all this old gear in your
Cabal invade the tower and
let the almighty crash.
Mantham assaults if DQ
I know,
had
they
a
would
full
have never,
armor reset
never gotten away with it.
Right, and that's, you know, that's why they didn't do it, is for as angry as people are now, they would have been exponentially angrier if it was like a true wipe. Like if it was if they were actually cleaning the slate completely. Which
in some ways I like this better anyway. Like, this is kind of like expanded or an unlimited format. Oh. Like, you can still go into Quick Play and use Revoker or whatever.
Yeah, I definitely don't mind it. I think it is a great compromise, like the idea of soft sunsetting the stuff as opposed to like hard banning it or whatever.
For people with short memories or who didn't play Destiny 1, they did do this pretty much exact thing in Destiny 1.
Right.
Woo.
And a lot of the community does not remember that.
Sure, and the other thing is it's like it's even more necessary in this product than it would have been in that one, because when they were making that game, they were still under the Activision contract with the Activision timescale, so they knew, you know, they knew whenever they were implementing that, when that game would be sunset in favor of a new executable, like a different box product or whatever. With this game, it is obviously like kind of up in the air when or if the game called Destiny 2 will ever cease to be in favor of a Destiny 3. Like, it's definitely not going to happen soon, and it might not ever happen.
Right.
So it's...
I think in D1, a lot of the reason that they had to introduce that was also because they extended D1's lifespan a year longer than it was initially supposed to be, because they were supposed to release Destiny 2 2 years after Destiny 1 was released, and then, you know, it didn't take long into Destiny 1 for them to realize they weren't going to be able to do that, so they had to change a bunch of design philosophies kind of on the fly.
10-year plan.
Something like that.
Not over that yet.
But
my 10-year plan is for my 10-year plan to become a 20-year plan.
Hell yeah!
I'm all for it. I'm excited for this kind of stuff to come around, and I'm... I just hope they am
tentatively for it.
Yeah.
So the thing that I was telling Phil earlier is that I think we're all on the same page that design-wise, it is preferable to power creep, and they have to do something to address that core problem that the loot has. So, like, I think we can all recognize that it's something of a necessity to do, but they've shown a wild incompetence so far in some of their weapon balance and weapon design, such that, like, fusion rifles are the perfect example, and it's no surprise that our entire group half fucking mains Arentil here, but they have consistently failed to give any incentive whatsoever to running any fusion rifle except Arentil, Ilatha, and now Bastion. And what happens when they sunset Arentil and Ilatha, but, like, Astral and now Fellwinter's Lie will not only be not sunset because they're newer, but they're better than fucking Mindbenders was.
Right.
Like, they've just forced the meta in the direction of shotguns and away from fusion rifles, and if they don't replace Arentil and Ilatha with a comparable max impact that has scopes and also firmly planted, like, there's just nowhere for it to go unless they do the thing that we all know they won't do, which is redesign how fusion rifles work so that there's a fucking reason to run the other archetypes.
And I think that's a problem you can see across different weapon archetypes, too.
Right. Scout rifles have no fucking purpose.
And they're weapons that are, like, the only weapon holding together a weapon class, and if you remove them and don't replace them with something comparable immediately, then just nobody will use that weapon class.
Randy's. Right. Once Randy's is gone, scout rifles will be Jade Rabbit and
And Randy's is the only rapid fire static scout rifle. So, like,
and it also has rapid hit, like
Yeah, it also happens to be an amazing roll, but...
And it kind of doesn't matter what more shotguns they make from here on out. Astral and now Fellwinters are just going to be the shotgun forever, because they're not going to want to make better shotguns than those.
They're already basically perfect, which is weird. And like Wade pointed out, neither of them is going to be sunset for a long time.
Right. If only you rotated the entire block at a time.
Yeah, we'll see. I am tentatively optimistic of just like I'm hoping that they'll take advantage of the new design space that they're gifting themselves, and that they will go out on a limb, especially during some seasons for some weapon types. Like scout rifles are an excellent example of just like things that have been like across the board are kind of like super underperforming usage wise, and just really like put a couple of them out there that really rip the knob off for a little bit, with the knowledge that eventually they'll just be, you know, into the wind after some amount of time, and then there'll be a new season as a new flavor or whatever.
Delicious flavor.
My biggest concern, I think, along the same lines of, like, things that Bungie has done poorly for, like, kind of quite a while, that, like, I don't quite know where the source of it is from, like, why things are this way, but I do hope that they get better, is that I just hope that they rebalance some of the economy of upgrading stuff
with
the context of them sunsetting armor pieces, because I have no problem... you know, grinding for fresh armor every once in a while, but I just don't know why it is, why they have been so punitive, to, like, anybody who's not the hardest of the hardcore in terms of getting the resources to max that stuff out. Like, in my ideal world, you would be able to, like, over the course of a season without even really trying, like, making, like, a half-assed effort to play the game a couple hours a week, you would, at minimum, get the resources to be able to masterwork a full set of armor every season.
For sure. The other thing is sunsetting armor. Let's assume that they could have sunset mods separately. Sunsetting armor is not a balanced thing. It is purely a way to get people to play more.
Right. Yeah. Right? That's a because it's just the numbers. You get the, you know, a 67 or whatever, like that's the thing, and it's got a good balance. That's a thing. So yeah, you're not wrong that half of this is. It is to put player hours on the board.
Right. And which, again, like you pointed out, I would probably be more okay with if it wasn't two-sided, because grinding for armor, new armor every season, and grinding for Ascendant Shards to replace the ones that you just disappeared sucks. Like, if they don't improve that economy, it's going to be a major problem for a lot of players.
Yeah, and the hint there is that, like, you know, of the things that they mentioned about changing trials, you know, they called that out as a thing that they'll give you more of, which we'll have to see how generous that is. Is it going to be, like, one enhancement core every card? Because that's not going to quite cut it.
Bungie has been totally tone-deaf about things like that in the past, so we'll see.
But if that's a big if, because, like I said, this is the thing I think they've maybe done the worst on from, like, definitely from, like, Shadowkeep on, is just, like, setting up an economy that you can, like, upgrade and maximize a bunch of your gear just as a result of kind of, like, idly playing the game. Like, not as a result of targeted, like, farming. Like, I'm gonna get to the max level for the season, and then I'm gonna go do, you know, 40 Nightfalls or whatever and pick up all the shit. Yeah, like, that stuff should just come as a course of, like, people who don't mainline this, like, don't inject this game directly into their nutsack should be able to masterwork their gear. Like,
no.
They've already sort of started to design some things in this way, or at least said that they're going to, but they really should just have a couple of freebies every week where, like, per character or per account or whatever, if you do a quest, you'll just get an Ascendant Shard. Way you can't farm it, but players who don't play a ton can get them.
Like, give
easily.
It to one of the Banshee things. Like, right now, he doesn't give basically anything.
Whatever.
Give him a third weekly, or just change up one of the other ones. Like, oh, do this and get, like, maybe an Enhancement Prism or an Ascendant Shard or something. Mm-hmm. Like,
what's maybe worse right now than the time requirement for getting these things is that also all of them right now, the only way to get Ascendant Shards are trials and Nightfall Ordeals, high level Nightfall Ordeals.
Yeah.
Both of those are things you can't do if you don't have an active clan.
Yeah,
like, yeah, they're literally things you can't do as a solo player. Like, you either would have to LFG and get some people, or you know, you have to have friends that are playing, which I'm sure that's part of the pitch from the people who want to be punitive with these resources.
Yeah.
Because they're like, alright, that'll just encourage people to bug the shit out of the people they know to come play this game instead of Fortnite or whatever the fuck else they're getting going on.
That's not how this works.
I obviously don't have the analytics for this kind of thing, but my hunch is that if you looked at the numbers, if they when they look at the numbers, they see that a huge majority of the player base does not interact with like upgrading materials or mods or anything like that, or especially masterworking stuff. So for that reason, I see why they would both A, be punitive with how they give them out, and B, not care so much about making sure that that experience is approachable for new players, because at the end of the day, masterwork gear not that important for most of the content.
Sure.
But and for, at the same time, that's sort of self-fulfilling too. Like, it's a lot of players aren't interacting with it right now just because it's so hard to do.
Yeah, I don't do as much of it. Like,
right, me neither.
There are so many cool,
you can upgrade any piece to 8 or 9 for almost free, and I bet that they would see it, and not many people even do that.
Right, but there are so many cool, this season in particular, I think they've actually done a really good job of making a lot of cool, unique armor perks. And I haven't fucked with the vast majority of them, just because it's too much of a fucking hassle to make sure you have a thing in every slot and upgrade it all the way. Like, the time investment to get set up to experiments that with that stuff from a gameplay perspective is just too arduous. And that's the kind of thing where...
Now that investment is temporary.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing where it makes me suspect that, that there are the people who make the game and make up the things that guns and armor do, and, you know, they try to... They do the best that they can to build, like... interesting perks in an engaging sandbox or whatever for whatever period, and then the people who decide how that stuff gets doled out basically like invalidate a lot of that work by just making the grind part the part where it's just like they're just trying to squeeze hours played per week you know, to get them 10% higher than they were last quarter or whatever.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with like the seasonal mod sets going forward, because I bet if you look at the last two or three seasons, nobody, for the most part, is doing like those mod builds based on Warmind cells.
Right,
or
and that's the
like,
in my mind,
that's
the
operate because it's because actually doing it is so convoluted.
Yeah, the unfortunate part to me is that in my mind, that's the second most thing that is crowding out cool, unique design in this game. The first one is power creep and just like the environment being too crowded with a glut of just like infinite shit, and the second one is that. They have been, done such a poor job managing the economics of what it takes to get or optimize gear that it's just is too much of a hassle to put in the time to experiment with all the stuff they've built currently, just because they have in many ways done the exact opposite with the practicality of what it takes to acquire that shit. So that's the part where I'm hoping that there is a change of philosophy to some extent in that direction too.
I kind of hope they never again have a mod that requires another mod to interact with. Just have each one be its own unique discrete thing, and that's it. You can run one of them, you can run five of them, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept, but it's also just so much work.
I appreciate some of the designs behind them, and some of them are really interesting and strong. It's just dealing with them sucks.
Yeah.
And that's like, even disregarding the process of collecting them, which
even for some of the more basic ones like Powerful Friends that require you to have an extra arc mod on, I think my preferred design philosophy would be just if they increased the cost of Powerful Friends and just left it at that.
It seems like an accident to me.
It was bad design to begin with, but I'd rather it be, instead of 4 cost where you have to have an arc mod somewhere else on your equipment, have it be 6 cost and then just call it a day.
Yeah.
I bet they don't do that again in any form.
Well, right. But
it breaks their form on what mods are, basically. You have your first slot for stat mods, and you have your fourth slot for seasonal mods, and they're not supposed to be crossing over.
Yeah, I actually thought it was a really cool idea. I just think it was poorly implemented.
I thought it was fun, but... it felt unintended.
That wasn't the only thing that had stat modifiers. They put them on 4 or 5 of those mods.
Were positive, though? I know a lot of them.
That one.
Yeah, I don't think any of the other ones are positive from like for those stats, where it's like discipline and stuff like that. But there were other positive ones that did other things, like there's that one for fusion rifles that makes your your draw time better or whatever if you have a different arc mod.
I recall there being a minus 10 strength and a minus 10 discipline.
Right, yeah, they had negative ones. They had ones that negatively affected those stats, but I don't think there was any other that affected them positively.
Well, they might have had positive, but there was a negative definitely on all of the ones.
I don't think there were any other positives.
When they introduced it, I thought, okay, every season now we're going to get a few of these, and it's going to shake up the meta. And then we just didn't get one this season. So Powerful Friends is still just the only one.
Disproportionately makes
in time to stop more of them.
Right.
I think they should have made more.
That would have been interesting, but
right.
Then one was the worst thing they could do because
exactly they needed to either go whole hog or not at all.
They're course correcting now by rotating that out so that there'll be none.
But it's not rotating out for a year.
Sort of, even. At that point, it becomes, you know, you can put it on your class item or whatever still. Incur a light penalty.
Yeah, it's going to be real interesting, for sure. Brian kind of reiterated the same thing I said in the Twitch chat, where, like...
anyone who doesn't know what the hell's going on.
But, yeah, I just hope that, like, the last thing I'll say about the economics is that, they've been wielding sticks for far too long, and I hope that they start dangling some carrots instead in terms of, like, from raw material standpoint of just, like, acquiring that kind of shit. It just seems like such a shame.
I would be flabbergasted if they didn't have either prisms or shards in some way incorporated into the basic Crucible playlist.
Yeah, you'd hope.
That's the thing I want the most, but it's also, like, I think the last place I see them putting it.
I mean, people have been asking for stuff like that forever. I want to get something real for, like, a Valerie set instead of five...
some blues, two purples.
You know, the people that play in those playlists are going to play no matter what's in there. Right. I kind of meant to get to that earlier. Like, the people that this whole economy thing applies to are the people like us that are going to play a zillion hours anyway at the end of the day. It doesn't hugely impact us.
But like I said, it is a way bigger problem than that, because those are the kind of people where you'll... like, you'll get people... who wouldn't engage with those systems to, like, some percentage of them might engage with them if they just, like, get enough of that stuff to where they can mess with it without really thinking about it. Whereas, like, if things are so rare like that, you get locked into a... you'll either kind of ignore it because you don't see them frequently enough that, like, you just kind of put it out of your mind, and then by your next play session, you've already forgot that shit exists.
Or you do get them,
and you're like, oh, this seems important. I'm gonna hoard this away for when I get something that I really need, and it's a self-fulfilling cycle of it's like every time I play a game, like, you know, a traditional RPG or whatever, and I have like 57 max potions or whatever by the end of it. Well, I might need this. better hold on to it because I need it 24 hours from now, and then when I'm at the final boss, I just have a stack of 200 of them.
Imagine if they just took Shax's weekly and also had it give you 5 enhancement prisms.
Yeah.
I think that would
bring people in.
And again, if you did that and kept the like I have no problem with them maximizing, like, capping out how many you can stack or whatever in your inventory. So if they just were more generous and they still capped them, it's not like you're going to have 600 of them or whatever a year from now. It'll just mean that you're actually interfacing with the game in the way that they intend you to. You'll either update gear on the regular or you won't, and that stuff will just fizzle into the ether. It's very frustrating.
Let's see. Yeah. I bet, you know, the enhancement materials will get easier to get, but by how much?
Yeah, right. It
might
is the big
be
question.
Very little.
Yeah, and we won't know until it's out, until they've changed some shit. So
right.
We'll see.
One of the biggest, like, philosophical problems I have with the way one of the things they said they're going to do in the TWAB today is that they're going to reissue gear at some point. Some of it.
Not allow you to
still use the old gear. So they'll do things like say, all right, we're going to sunset this weapon, and now it's unsunset, but you can't use the old one. That just becomes a very blatant, like, it wasn't about balance, obviously, because now you can use it again.
Sure.
But now you have to grind a new one.
They're not going to bring back Recluse or Revoker when that's gone, but they might bring back, you know, Uriel's Gift again, or average-type weapons, or even weapons people like but weren't breaking the meta.
Yeah, but doing that and not letting people use the old version of it that they had is really shitty, is my point.
I think from a technical standpoint, that's probably hard to pull off, because then each one of these is sectioned off per season, so to
I bet they're basically limited by the, like, what I consider the set symbol for these things, like,
right,
you know,
right.
And each, like, expansion has its own little icon. That's probably how they're gating, like, it's tied to that, is how they're gating whether that stuff, like, what timeline it rotates out on or whatever.
Not going to pretend to have any idea how difficult it would be to change that, but it's still shitty to take things away from people and then put them back into the game and say you have to grind it again.
I mean, we've been doing that for ever since Season Forsaken.
And that's the kind of thing where...
And year one weapons that became year two, and every...
But Forsaken added to them. Forsaken gave them an extra perk slot at least.
And so if like, weapons function totally differently, and then they reintroduce old weapons, that's not the same thing as saying, we're going to ban your weapon and then reintroduce it in exactly the same way, but you can't use the old one.
Sure, and that's another remains-to-be-seen thing, too. Because it's interesting that, like, when I made my... my original Magic the Gathering analogy, I was kind of thinking of with this in mind, although you would be correct that in Magic you can use an old version of, like, you want to use your OG Llanowar Elves from 6th edition or whatever,
you don't
totally
have to
can.
Go out and buy a new one.
Uh-huh. But I do hope that, like, they, I do hope that they take those opportunities to, like, to do that stuff with slight tweaks. I think that would be ideal.
It's changing stats or something.
It's a lot more understandable if they rebalance something, but if it just comes back and it's exactly the same, then that's just a horrible thing to do.
Yeah, right. And
I want to keep my fucking 20,000 kill Arantil, and if they bring back Arantil reissued later with no changes, I'm just going to be furious.
Uh-huh. And that's the kind of thing where if they did want to, like, if they did re-release something exactly as it was originally intended and people complained about it a ton and there was a technical reason for not doing it, I bet they could come up with a really shitty workaround that's like,
right.
Like, if they put out Not Forgotten again, and it was the exact same gun... Like, maybe they make a quest that drops once that's like, all right, this quest gives you Not Forgotten, and to complete it, you have to dust and Not Forgotten.
Right, exactly.
So, like, they could maybe meet people halfway there. Like, that seems like the kind of thing where if that scenario played out, like, they would meet people halfway, like, 3 months after the fact by doing something like that, if there's a technical reason
right,
for why they can't accomplish it the other way. But, yeah, my hope would be that they will reintroduce stuff and that when they do it, there will be at least light balancing. Like, maybe they'll change the perk pool a little bit. Maybe they'll just change some of the stats a little. I would love to see them take Not Forgotten out of the game and then put it back in with, like, Mag Howl back the way it originally was and just see how that works for a while. But yeah, I...
Sort of what they did with Redrix.
Yeah, totally. Like, I would like to see them do that with that kind of stuff. And that's the kind of thing where, like... Yeah, I'm definitely not, like, I'm not opposed to it for the reason I think some other people are opposed to it, of just, like, oh, this thing was already out, and then you took it away, and now you're putting it back, like, you just took it off the board for 6 months. I kind of like that. I think that's, like, a plus.
I don't mind a rotation
type thing.
But
I totally get the
thing,
like, I totally get what you're saying, of, like, I understand that people would be miffed if it is literally an identical thing. You just can't pull the other one you have back out and reuse it some more.
What if you could spend more resources to update the old one? What if there is, like...
Well, who knows? Whatever. We'll see. But as far as stuff like phasing in and out of the meta, that's not a thing I necessarily have a problem with in any way. We'll see how it happens in practice. Like I said, I would totally bet that they'll, like... I can see that timeline now of, like, the first time they re-release the thing and it is exactly the same as the original. I would almost bet money on it that there will be, like, a... People will complain, and then they'll find a way to give it back to people who had it originally that doesn't entail doing the thing you have to do to get it in a contemporary fashion.
Well, that might work for stuff like Not Forgotten, but for just garden brand weapons that you get from an engram or whatever, that's a little harder to pull off.
Sure.
They would have to literally add whatever it is.
And for randomly rolled stuff, tag. Like if it's right. Like, if they say, you know, Badlander, or I don't know why I thought of that gun in particular, but, like, that gun's been out and now it's back. Like, all they need to do is change the perk pool on it, and then people will just want to re-roll them anyway, of whatever the thing is.
I would almost hope to do that just on principle, just so that they don't have to face that.
Yeah, and that's my hope, where, again, that comes down to, like, I really hope they take strong advantage of, like, the opportunities that they're setting themselves up to have with the system. Is, like, I want to see them add one or two new weapon perks every season, ideally.
Right.
And those guns will have that stuff for that amount of time. Like, that's what the game will have dropped for that period, and then they'll be gone, and there'll be new shit next season or whatever.
How much dev time would that take to take a Badlander and add two new perks to it every season or whenever it happens?
Underdog salary, go.
Adding celerity to Badlander.
Yeah.
because you asked for it.
Brother Vance is Badlander.
Remember when they started taking Crucible maps out of rotation and then put them back in, but they were exactly the same? Uh-huh. Even though they said that that's not what they were going to do.
On mechanics on dead cliffs, allegedly.
Allegedly, right. In an imperceptible
more A-spawns.
Way.
More A-spawns.
I think you do spawn like a little bit closer to A, like a couple of feet.
And none of the other maps appear to have been changed in any meaningful way either. But, you know, again, if whatever changes they made to it are barely perceptible.
Yeah, it's a little unfortunate that they don't have the resources to overhaul any of the maps that really need it.
Not anymore, anyway.
They did do it that one time with
Retribution, wasn't it?
Map. Yeah, Retribution.
Retribution, yeah.
Donut.
The Donut.
They reshaped that fucking map. Yeah, my expectations of Bungie at this point aren't super high.
Again, that also just comes back around to like they kind of shouldn't be, like, until they prove otherwise, which
right,
is
right.
What, like I said, it really loops us all the way back around to, like, I don't think this was the greatest time to roll out something like this, like, to reiterate it to people. It would be way better if they could have pushed it back a few weeks, or, you know, even a month or two. I get
what they want this thing ready to go by the fall expansion.
Yeah, for sure. And it would be to not have it be a major part of the fall expansion would be a huge disaster. Like, that's the point where people expect the game to change a significant way, and to not introduce this significant change then would be like a disaster. Like, it would be a total mess.
It would be very Bungie.
So yeah, I'm kind of hoping that that they'll just take their lumps for right now, and the next season will probably be underwhelming in a somewhat similar way as this one. Like, fingers crossed it'll be a little bit better, but, I doubt it'll
more
be, like, a sea
events.
Change. Like, I don't think it's gonna be drastically better. It could be, but I'm not expecting that. But I really am hoping that the fall expansion will be, at least somewhat, like, Shadowkeep quality or higher.
I don't want to get my hopes up for something like that, but man,
I would be shocked if it was lower than Shadowkeep quality.
I mean, because Shadowkeep was still being worked on, or in tandem with the other two Activision branches doing other stuff, and now those branches don't exist anymore, and Bungie's literally doing everything. So that's why a lot of these problems have popped up, is they just literally don't have the resources to do the things we want them to do, and they probably want to do.
There are fewer people,
manpower-wise. Shadowkeep was also being worked on while they were, you know, making it free-to-play and setting up PC stuff, and they were...
Right, no,
not the only thing they were doing.
Rolling out that Stadia version.
Woo!
Yeah.
We shit on that, but it turns out, you know, with all this whole working from home thing.
Yeah, right.
Stadia.
I had said that before. I forget when, but yeah, it was just kind of funny that paid dividends from a dev standpoint. Because it certainly hasn't from a pocketbook standpoint, other than, you know, whatever Google paid them to build it.
Stadia.
But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, I am tentatively optimistic of the potential for all these changes, but more than ever, I wouldn't blame anybody for being just, like, in general, still negative on the game, because everything recently has been kind of negative. Like they are in put up or shut up territory for the next couple months. Like,
the fall expansion is a make or break point for them. It's either they've been putting off, you know, hardcore investment in these seasons building up to the fall expansion, or they're literally just incapable of making good content anymore.
Right.
Right.
Ostensibly, a lot of the reason that, the seasons have been so bland up for the last year has been, you know, they've been hard at work on Destiny 3, but now we know that Destiny 3 is not coming for X number of years, so, like,
Well, that's the kind of thing where, like, that's still, in my mind, there's no way you'll be able to evaluate that content until you play it. Like, there's not necessarily a huge difference between Destiny 3 or just a really good Destiny 2 expansion. Like, one of them is much easier to quantify from the way video games have traditionally been made, or like, oh, this is a big new upgrade. But there's no reason that a version of Destiny 2 isn't as large an upgrade. You just have to play it and find out. That's like saying that, you know, like, Source Engine games today are the same as Team Fortress 2 or whatever. Like, technically, there's some part of that under the hood that is probably the same as that game that was made 15 years ago. But they are vastly different products at this point, because they've been iterated on so thoroughly for over such a long amount of time that, mm-hmm. I don't think that precludes... I don't think the fact that we're not getting Destiny 3 soon precludes the game from having awesome content, but it definitely doesn't guarantee that it will either.
Yeah.
So.
And it makes it that much more important that this expansion is good.
I think that's more what my point was. Right?
Sure.
I mean, if they bungled this expansion, it means what the fuck have they been doing with their time? Like,
yeah, that's totally fair.
I think they're about out of strikes on this.
Right, out of gimmies, out of freebies.
There's no free will. Not wrong.
No free lunch.
But yeah, I absolutely wouldn't. Like I said, I will hold it. I am bummed out that people seem to be like actively agitated by even the thought of rotating stuff. But I would not hold it against anyone to just say like, "Look, man, I'm just not gonna play this game anymore until I think it's good again." Like, you should totally do that. If you really hate the way that the game is right now, go play something else. That's totally fine.
We didn't like Trials, man. We might not be playing that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, if they hadn't rolled out Trials this season, like, my God.
Yeah. This season.
Season Worthy was real rough.
Season Worthy, and it's had some cool, like, story stuff in it.
Yeah.
Right. It was rough, but it was, like, in every way other than Trials, wildly better than the season.
Yeah, we'll see.
The Bastion community thing, we had Saint 14, little question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And that's what's been disappointing about this season, and I'm guessing we're not going to get, since there's only 3 weeks left, and seemingly the last thing realistically on the calendar is this thing for Fellwinter's Lie, I'm guessing there's not going to be even anything this season that was like those little snippets of Saint 14, like those little story missions, which, you know, they weren't enormous, but they were above average for the seasonal content stuff, like... They were fun and worth doing.
Depending on how this season ends and how that connects to the next season, that they might have backloaded the story stuff as the connection between the two.
Yeah, we'll see. Again, we'll find out. But
I also have a very funny, like, little note on their timing of the pyramid ships on their way in.
If you believe, shit's about to hit the fan.
If they don't bring up whatever is going to happen this coming season, I just don't understand what they're doing with their timing, because they've really explicitly laid out that in 1 week the pyramid ships travel like 10% closer to where we are, to the point that they're right at, you know, right in front of Titan right now, and if another season goes by where we get 12 weeks where they don't fucking do anything, like, that's just weird.
Yeah.
That's so intentional that they can't not be doing that.
So, and yet.
Yeah,
and how?
They did revive Aldrin fucking 4 seasons ago or
who?
Whatever, and then just did nothing with him.
Who's
nothing
Aldrin?
With him yet.
No. He was in a Dawning ship lore card.
No, he's been in a couple of lore cards, but they haven't done anything with
and
him.
And something like, for Crimson Days.
Deep underground with like a picture of Aldrin close, moving close.
I want to be in that bunker. Put me in that bunker. Tell me where he is, Rasputin.
Uh-huh.
I know you know.
Rain, can you replace the triangle ships with little Aldrin faces?
make that our the thumbnail.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
sure.
Good.
Sure.
He's coming.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, he'll be here.
Uh-huh.
He said he was coming. Guys, no, it's okay.
Indeed.
Well, they've done that with a couple of things now too. Oh. Like they haven't really talked at all about Drifter's fucking experiment thing. They haven't really done anything with.
Always been a game of loose ends.
They haven't done anything with the Nine. They haven't done anything with the. Like
Marasov.
Who's
right,
that?
Marasov. They did a whole bunch of build up and then just it all kind of fizzled.
Well, they brought her brother back even.
Some of those things explain themselves in the lore cards, and some of them were never meant to be much bigger than they were, like the Nine. Well, once you understood their story.
I don't know. That lady was pretty big.
That was physically huge. That was Mara.
Marislav.
Mario!
Mara built you a cake in the fucking Ascendant Realm.
In another cast. In another Ascendant Realm.
Your sister's in another Ascendant Realm.
That's your sister.
Cox.
That's
Ascendant Realm.
Man, Forsaken is so good.
It is really kind of wild how much better Forsaken was than everything that has preceded it.
Yeah, many of the things that preceded it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess the last thing I'll
say that was the best expansion so far of either Destiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did really like Taken King a whole lot.
That's a fair opinion.
Yeah, I think I'll kind of lightly close us out here with my last thought on Forsaken, which is a thing that they mentioned separately too, and which is why, like, for me personally, I'm just hoping that they can achieve, like, modern high levels as opposed to historical high levels of how good this game has been.
Oh, yeah.
If they can exceed those expectations, that would be great. But they have specifically called out before, and I don't remember if it was, like, other TWABs or, like, some of the loot blog posts or whatever about that expansion specifically being unsustainable from a manpower standpoint.
Right.
Of, like yeah. That was the hardest that they ever crunched to get a thing out of that caliber. And that the goal is to not do that anymore so that people don't just, like, quit working in game dev when they're 40 just because they can't do it anymore.
Crunch is fucking...
I would rather
have
one Forsaken every year than one Shadowkeep and three whatever the last three are.
Sure, right. And that's another, like... That's, like, the calculus that goes into that is so wild because, like you said, there's that, you know, it's a free-to-play thing. They have to have so many butts in the seats, metaphorically,
right.
For, you know, every month or whatever for that part of the game to make sense. So, like, there's so many balancing acts to be had there from, like, a biz dev standpoint that I'm not going to claim to... Even if I had the numbers, I'm not going to claim that I could see through the matrix and figure out how to make those two things work together. But I hope that they can do it.
And even in, like, Destiny 1, people complained a relentless amount about the droughts between content.
Right. Yeah, and right, and I don't think the answer...
It's not something we experience.
Yeah, we've had that conversation before, too, but I don't think the answer is to introduce literally nothing into the game for 9 months and then, like, have more content. Like, that's just crazy for the opposite direction, but... Yeah, we'll see. But, yeah, I personally don't want anybody to kill themselves or get out of an industry because they are asked to put in, like, 80-hour weeks or whatever for 6 months to ship a thing. So if Destiny is never as good as the best it's ever been, I can live with that, but it's got to be better than it is now.
Yeah. Like,
hard same.
Those two things can both be true.
And I think a lot of what they need to do to... you know, fall in between those things is less designing a lot of good content and more just managing the content they have correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. My banners can say how many weekly heroic event players I've done this week.
Oh, thank God. How many void kills have you gotten this week, Kyle?
That's worth something.
Yeah.
So, I think with that, we'll call it a show, but, thank you guys so much for hanging out and talking about stuff.
Thanks for listening to us, bitch.
Yeah, I hope that Destiny gets
that's
better.
That's every night in Destiny, please.
And, you know, I hope that everybody is still... I hope everybody making the game is staying sane for the most part. I've never thought more about... there was this amazing... I should go look it up and find it again, but there was this, like, kind of incredible GDC talk years ago that is more prescient than it's ever been about... it was by the guys who made Mario 3D Land on the DS or 3DS, whichever. It was the 3DS, right?
Oh,
it was basically like a post-mortem of, like, of what it was like to build a fun, lighthearted entertainment product in the wake of that tsunami and the fucking nuclear meltdown and shit.
I think,
like,
I've seen that.
Like, what it was like to try to achieve a product like that in the face of the world being a total nightmare shit show, and that's kind of the way it is for everyone...
Right now.
So, on top of all the other things that are difficult about making video games, add one more to the pile. I wish safety and, you know...
Good health.
Good health to everyone who plays Destiny and everyone who makes Destiny and every other thing in the world. And
I don't know, Dustin. You've
a Mario game in 2 months.
I know.
Yeah, but is it going to be a real Paper Mario game?
It's unclear. We'll see. I hope so.
Wouldn't that be great?
But yeah, that's you know, stay safe out there. Try to stay sane to the best of your abilities, and
or don't, you know, whatever gets you off.
That's right. I mean,
Wade,
stay at
Valentine's
home.
Day was months ago.
You know, don't breathe anyone else, but if there's some thing inside you that says you just gotta, like, lick a lamppost to feel alive again, like, just make sure you don't go near anybody else for the next month after you do it.
Nah, I won't be going anywhere, so... Merp.
Anyway, stay...
Wear your masks, idiots.
Wear your masks. Dude. Don't go outside most of the time. Be reasonable. Stay
safe.
You don't
have to boat right now.
Be reasonable, and we'll see you later, Internet.
Far away from people entire day.
Unless you boat with family, which a bunch of people do. Extended family.
Everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, fellow boatsmen.
I want a boat.